Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
This is America on the Road, named Best Radio Show by the International Automotive Media Conference, and now in its 31st year on the air. Thanks for being with us as we bring you the latest automotive information from around the world. I'm Jack Nerad. Along with me is co-host Chris Teague. And Chris, it is wonderful to be with you.
It is wonderful to be with you, Jack, here on the East Coast. We are sliding rear first into fall. Things are getting kind of chilly here. How are things on your side of the world?
Chilly, foggy, you know, just kind of strange weather, transitional weather we're getting here. So we have two seasons here, summer and kind of like summer, but not exactly. A lot of news this week, and pretty sad news from a lot of places. Car buyers could be hitting a double whammy here this weekend. A couple of factors are combining to make car buying even harder. On a happier note, hydrogen fuel cell technology is getting a second look by a lot of manufacturers, and we'll tell you which global automaker might put more money on this technology. We'll also tell you which major manufacturer is telling owners of one of its showcase vehicles to avoid parking them in their garages until further notice. That's an interesting story with some frightening things attached to it. Chris, do you have any concerns about putting your EV in the garage?
Not until Honda or General Motors tells me otherwise.
Right. Well, let's hope they never tell you otherwise. And we're not implying that all electric vehicles are unsafe and can't be garaged. That's certainly not the case. America on the Road is brought to you by DrivingToday.com, EMLancey.com, the publisher of my latest book, Dance in the Dark, and Mercury Insurance. If you're looking to save some money, you should switch to Mercury for your auto and home insurance. Californians save an average of $670 with Mercury, so imagine how much you could save. Get a quote today at DrivingToday.com/auto insurance. That's DrivingToday.com/auto-insurance. Well, Chris, I think you have an interesting vehicle for us to test this week. I'm fascinated to hear your report on this. What are you going to be telling us about?
I do, and I was excited to drive it. It's the 2025 Toyota Camry. Can't wait to tell you all about it.
Yeah, I really look forward to your report on that. I'm going to get one as a test car in the next couple of weeks, and so we can compare and contrast when that happens. And I think you have in your driveway a vehicle that is my test vehicle for this week, and that is the 2024 Toyota Land Cruiser 1958. I know you're excited about having that there at your homestead, and I was excited to have it. So we'll talk about that this week. Our special guest is Luis Perez. He's the Ford Expedition Marketing Manager. So we have a ton of show for you. Thanks for being with us. We really do appreciate it. And stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to America on the Road with co-host Chris Teague. This is Jeff Perez back with you, and we're so happy you're with us on America on the Road. If you like our
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print everything for my business.
Sure can.
And the quality is guaranteed?
Absolutely.
Plus, you'll beat any price quote. Is that right?
For sure.
How about this one?
We'll beat it.
Can you print menus, signs, and flyers?
Sure can.
How about blueprints?
No problem.
What about red prints?
Not a real thing.
What if they were?
We'd print them. And they'd look amazing.
Now at Staples, print more, save more. Up to $150 off your print purchase. Ends 11-2. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details and staples.com/price match for in-store price match guarantee.
It's finally starting to actually feel like fall outside. So you know what that means. Time to get to Kohl's for cozy, comfy, and cute outfits. With their friends and family sale, I saved 20% on everyday styles that I can't wait to wear all fall long. Plus, I earn Kohl's cash. But don't take my word for it. Get to Kohl's and discover fall faves for yourself. Select styles. Offers end October 6th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
The holidays are coming, and Lowe's is here to help you get ready. Right now, get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $75 on select cooking appliances, $899 or more. And get even more of an interior refresh with up to 40% off select vanities and free delivery. Because Lowe's knows holiday hosting. Valid through 10/16. While supplies last, selection varies by location. Appliance savings vary based on purchase amount. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for details.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, no. Wait, whoa.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Total Wireless is made to totally keep up with you. We now have unlimited data that never slows you down, covered by the Verizon 5G network, and all for less than $30 a month when you get four lines. And the best part? We give you a free Samsung Galaxy A54 5G when you switch to the Total 5G Plus Unlimited plan. Visit your local Total Wireless store today. Total Wireless, we're totally with you. Actual speeds may vary by location. For data management practices, see TotalWireless.com.
Welcome back to America on the Road with co-host Chris Teague. This is Jackie Redd back with you, and we're so happy you're with us on America on the Road. If you like our show, please pass it along to somebody else who might like America on the Road. We're growing, and we appreciate it, and the only reason we're growing is because of folks like you who pass the word along. We do appreciate that. This is the news segment, and you know, I wish I had better news to report. I wish we had better things to talk about, but the combination of this dock workers' strike that's affecting all of the East Coast, many Gulf Coast ports as well, and then certainly the Hurricane Helene, is just beyond devastating, are providing a world of hurt for potential car buyers. Certainly the dock workers' strike limits the number of cars coming into the country, so that's what we need, right? Less inventory. And then just the devastation from this hurricane just across the southeast is amazing. I mean,
obviously the loss of life here is the most severe consequence of the storm, basically. But thousands upon thousands of vehicles were affected by this the storm, and then even more will be hit by this dock worker strike, which will prevent inventory coming in from overseas manufacturers, but it'll also prevent components coming in for vehicles that need to be built here. So,
excellent point. Yeah.
As you can imagine, you know, there's kind of a double whammy from that side, but then also you have all the new inventory on these car dealers' lots. There was one Kia dealer in Florida that lost, I think, 762 or three vehicles in one hit. I mean, obviously they'll get insurance, but what that means is that there's no new cars to buy in the area. And then that's even before we start talking about the risks of flooded used vehicles that may hit the market after all this. So I think it, you know, without trying to make a pun, was the perfect storm.
Yeah, just horrendous in so many ways. And, you know, compounded by the dock workers strike right on top of it. I mean, maybe this is the time, if you were going to buy in the next 2 or 3 months, you might want to rush out and actually make a purchase now as opposed to waiting, because I don't think inventories are going to get better over the course of the next several weeks. I think we're going to be affected by this in a lot of ways. And as you mentioned, we're going to see some storm-damaged vehicles come into the marketplace. And we always see that when we see mass flooding, and it's just going to happen again. We can pretty much guarantee that, can't we?
Yeah, and the frustrating thing about the strike specifically, at least for manufacturers, it has to be, is that, you know, even if they resolve the strike tomorrow or the next day, they have thousands of shipping containers, thousands of things that they have to unload. So it's not like things are going to go back to normal. This is going to be a significant disruption for, I would say, a few months, at least, even if they solve it, you know, in the next few days,
yeah.
Which doesn't seem particularly likely, but we'll see.
Right. I mean, certainly we had supply chain issues during COVID, and we saw how that affected the marketplace. It was devastating, absolutely devastating, the marketplace. And there are so many plants that rely on these ports on the East Coast and the Southeast, many more plants in the Southeast than we ever had before. And the supply chain issues are giant, so we'll see what happens there. And they're, of course, affected by flooding as well
yes.
all of that, so... just very, very difficult times. Well, we alluded to a major manufacturer that is betting heavily on hydrogen fuel cells, at least has said it's going to commit to that. And it's not Toyota, but it actually is a brand, a manufacturer that does things in association with Toyota frequently, and that is BMW. BMW has had hydrogen-powered cars for years and years and years, some of which are not even hydrogen fuel cell cars, but they had some hydrogen-powered, more kind of standard cars back in the day. This is all about hydrogen fuel cell, though, so essentially emission-free electrics, but powered in a different way.
It's always interesting to see automakers come out with more hydrogen, more focus on hydrogen. I mean, because, and we've talked about this several times on the air here, is that in America, all the stations are in your state, and there are very few of them there. Granted, you know, BMW being German, based in Germany, and having the EU as one of its most significant markets, there are far more hydrogen fueling stations there. So I think a lot of this is, you know, never going to reach us, but it's always interesting to see where they're putting their thoughts. And
It strikes me manufacturers look at the problems involved with electric vehicles, the battery charging problem and the recharging problem that still takes time, and come to something that's kind of synonymous with filling up a gasoline or diesel vehicle, which is what you can do with hydrogen. I mean, hydrogen certainly is much more difficult to handle than gasoline or diesel fuel is. But once you refuel, you're refueling in just a few minutes as opposed to recharging in 15, 20, an hour, you know, that kind of situation. Maybe that's the reason that we're seeing this over and over again. Certainly, as you mentioned, consumers are not gravitating to fuel cell cars in the United States.
Yeah, certainly someone way smarter than I should do some analysis on the split between electric vehicles and hydrogen fuel cell vehicles and why we chose to follow EVs alone primarily instead of going with hydrogen, which for most people probably provides a more seamless ownership experience, assuming they can fuel it.
Yeah. And, obviously we need a hydrogen infrastructure to do that, but we're also looking at the fact that electric vehicles might heavily tax the current electric infrastructure. So you're building infrastructure either way. I think there's a lot to like about hydrogen fuel cell vehicles beyond the fact that they can be refueled rapidly, although maybe that's the key calling card there. But in terms of sales, we're not seeing any of that pretty much in the United States. I think they've sold fewer than 3,000 Toyota Mirais over the course of the last couple of years or so. Hyundai sells a Nexos fuel cell vehicle, and they haven't even sold 1,000 of those. So it is a very, very niche of a niche of a niche kind of situation.
Yeah, it is. I guess we'll have to see if any of it catches on more here, but I would be in approval of that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we also alluded to the fact that there is a vehicle that its manufacturer is advising its owners to park outside and basically let the batteries kind of deplete and stay that way, which isn't going to do those folks a whole lot of good. We're talking about the Jeep plug-in hybrid vehicles, which I think both of us like, from a dynamic point of view, having driven them and road tested them, the Jeep Wrangler and Grand Cherokee plug-ins. It's kind of got to be just another devastating mark that Stellantis is running into. They're having a tough time anyway. And then to have to recall, you know, over 150,000 of these vehicles, they're kind of a showcase vehicle for them. It's got to be tough for them, don't you think?
Yeah, this is the second recall for the Wrangler 4xe, which had, I think, similar issues last year. And they've actually reported something like a dozen fires related to this problem. I think the advantage that 4xe owners have is that it's a plug-in hybrid, right? So if it was a full electric vehicle and you had to park it and not charge it, you couldn't drive anywhere. I guess you could still drive these vehicles with no charge in the battery if you really wanted to. But for the Wrangler and the Grand Cherokee, I mean, these are, as you say, very important vehicles for Jeep. And so I hope that they're able to figure this out.
Yeah. I wonder if you can do that. I wonder if there is a way to essentially turn off the charging of that onboard battery, because that is typically automatic, I think. It's not something where you can go, yes or no, I want that. I mean, you certainly cannot plug it in, but I don't know that you can keep that from becoming charged. Maybe you can. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Hard to say. Well, very, very difficult time for them. Here's another thing that I thought is kind of interesting, and there are apparently now 5,000 dealerships across the country that have signed an open letter that suggests that federal and state officials kind of cool it on emission regulations and electric vehicle mandates. And that's a lot of dealers. I think that's maybe 25% of the dealerships across the country or something like that. I think what they're looking at is that EV sales have flattened. You've taken advantage of that by buying or leasing an EV with a kind of a great deal, and there's a lot to like about that. But I think they're shaking their heads and going, we're just not going to get there to meet these mandates, and we've got EVs all over the place that we can't sell or lease. Please give us a little relief, and we'll have to see what happens on that. Well, when we come back, we will have a double Toyota road test for you, both the Toyota Camry and the Toyota Land Cruiser, two new, very exciting vehicles from Toyota. So stay with us for that, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road. Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris T. Jackson. It is road test time, and we have two Toyota vehicles, really important Toyota vehicles, and I think exciting Toyota vehicles to talk about. You were driving the all-new Toyota Camry.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris TK. We're back with you, and it is road test time, and we have two Toyota vehicles, really important Toyota vehicles, and I think exciting Toyota vehicles to talk about. You were driving the all-new Toyota Camry. I'm excited. I drove one for a short period of time down in Texas at a Toyota event, but not enough to road test it, so I'm really curious as what you have to say about it, Chris.
Yeah, I'm a big Camry fan. I've owned two of them over the years, and we've talked at length about my obsession with Toyotas. But as you mentioned, this is the redesigned 2025 Toyota Camry. The base price for this vehicle is $28,400, which isn't too bad for what you get from a midsize sedan. I tested the range-topping SXSE model. That's XSE, if I can speak, which with a few options came out to just under $42,000. So we got like the panoramic sunroof and premium package and some other things there. They went hybrid only with the Camry this year, Jack. So what did you think during your short time behind the wheel of the powertrain and the new setup?
I love the powertrain, actually. I love the instant torque you get from the battery in the hybrid situation. I think that's... they've essentially priced in the hybrid, so it's not vastly more expensive than a conventionally powered Camry would be. I think it's kind of a winner here.
Yeah, I agree. The base powertrain comes with a front-wheel drive setup. You get a 2.5-liter four-cylinder with two electric motors making 225 horsepower. The XSE that I tested, all-wheel drive, adds an extra motor, and you get 232 horsepower out of that, and it goes through CVT to reach all four wheels. It's a continuously variable transmission. So what I'll say here is that you lost the V6 Camry, which for a while was kind of the sporty offering. You got 300 horsepower out of it. So 232 horsepower out of the all-wheel drive doesn't really sound like that much. But what you get is the torque from the electric motors, as you mentioned. It makes it feel much livelier and quicker than it probably would without them. And then you also get excellent fuel economy, too. Acceleration is great for in-town driving, and you got plenty of power for merging on the highway. But, Jack, I'll tell you that putting your foot down in this car does not elicit really any excitement, which is fine. It's a Camry. I'm not really expecting that much. And then under heavy throttle, the engine can drone also. So that's kind of a typical thing with continuously variable transmissions. The engine hits a high RPM level, and it kind of stays there for a while, and you can definitely tell when that's happening, because the car is otherwise very quiet and refined. You don't really have many sounds that stick out, you know, even over bumps on the road. It's very good at kind of ironing that out. Though it is not a sports car, it does handle competently. You can whip it around a corner faster than you probably expect, but at the same time, it offers a good ride quality. And as I mentioned before, it's very quiet on the road. You get cloth upholstery as standard with this vehicle. My XSE trim came with genuine leather. The middle trims, you can get synthetic leather. My car had heated and ventilated front seats, a heated steering wheel, and the leather in this vehicle is red, which I thought was very bold for a Camry. Jack, what do you think of the new interior and the styling and how everything's set up?
I think they've done a nice job. I mean, there was a time when Toyota interiors were drab and just kind of, you know, it didn't seem like a whole lot of thought was put into them, or it was just so alien to American sensibilities. I'm not sure which. I think they've come a long, long way, and I think this is a very nice interior. Well done.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. They've kind of gone from function over form to this blend of both, where you get good ergonomics, you get somewhat nice materials throughout, and the visual appeal of the interior is light years ahead of where it was even just, you know, 5 or 6 years ago. The front seats in this vehicle are very wide. They're very spacious and supportive. For me, at 6 feet tall, I can set my driver's seat to my desired position and still fit a 6 foot tall adult in the back seat with no issues. I will say that three across in the back seat is a challenge, though you could fit two full-size car seats back there without any problem at all. My vehicle had the panoramic sunroof, which does cut into headroom a little bit, but even with it, I had no issues. I didn't feel my hair grazing the headliner at any point in time. And the ergonomics, as I said, in this car are very good. So all of your controls, you get a physical gear shift in this car, which is a blessing when you have so many cars with buttons and dials for gear selectors. And everything is well within reach. You can see everything, and it's very comfortable to be in the front seat. And my children seem to have good luck in the back seats as well. You get an 8-inch touchscreen as standard with a 7-inch digital gauge cluster in this vehicle, but my top trim stepped up to a 12.3-inch touchscreen and a 12.3-inch digital gauge cluster. You get wireless Apple wireless Apple CarPlay, geez, and Android Auto, and a JBL stereo in this vehicle. Toyota improved its infotainment system, Jack. We've talked about this a few times now. It's in my GR Corolla as well. It is so much better to use on a daily basis than the old system. It's more refined, it's more responsive, it's easier to navigate and less distracting to use while you're driving. Toyota Safety Sense comes standard, so you get forward collision alerts, automatic emergency braking, and so on. And my top trim added blind spot monitoring, rear cross traffic alerts, front cross traffic alerts, which I find to be especially annoying, and a few other features that you don't get in the base trims. But Jack, for $42K all in on this, I think that this is a pretty good deal, especially when you look at, you know, the pricing for other more luxurious sedans. And if you go for a lower trim under 30 grand, you can't really beat that for this car.
Yeah, I think the value is there in a fabulous way. I think they do a great job. And it just points out to me that there's so much value in sedans these days. We talk about SUVs all the time, and the pricing is much higher. And look at all the stuff you get for well less than the average transaction price of all vehicles out there. So, and this is, in a lot of ways, a luxury sedan. I think the new Camry is really terrific.
I agree.
Well, I was driving a vehicle I know you are excited about. It is the return of the Toyota Land Cruiser. It is a 2024 model. I'm sure the 2025 will be virtually identical. But this is very much in keeping with kind of the tradition of the Land Cruiser, and maybe the Land Cruiser deviated from that along the way. And it depends on when you came into Land Cruiser, right? My wife looks at a Land Cruiser and going as a mom-mobile with three rows in a big, comfortable, semi-luxurious vehicle, this isn't that. This isn't that at all. This is a two-row vehicle, five-passenger vehicle, and much more off-road oriented, which I think is in the tradition of the original Land Cruiser. I know you're a Land Cruiser kind of aficionado, Chris. I mean, what's your take on this latest one?
Yeah, I like your take on that. So it went from being kind of an off-road rugged vehicle to being a luxurious family hauler, and now they've kind of run back to their roots with this vehicle, although it does get a four-cylinder instead of the outgoing V8. I'm all for it. You know, the other countries in the world who get this vehicle have several other flavors than the ones that we get here. And this one that we have now is based on the Prado, which is kind of a name for one of their vehicles. So haven't driven the one I have to test yet, but I can't wait to try it.
Yeah, interesting stuff. I mean, let's talk about pricing a little bit, because this did surprise me, I think. It starts with the 1958 trim, which is the base trim. It kind of pays homage to the 1958 Land Cruiser, which is, I think, when Toyota introduced it to the United States market. I can't even say the name of my own country, Chris, but the United States. It has a suggested retail price of about $56,000, which maybe took me aback a little bit. It has retro-style round headlights. It has Toyota spelled out on its throwback grille, cloth seats, an 8-inch touchscreen inside, so kind of modest aspirations there. Then there is a mid-level Land Cruiser called the Land Cruiser. Maybe a trim level could have been added to that to make it a little simpler. That's about $62,000, and it has synthetic leather seats. It's kind of significantly different looking from the outside, too. It has rectangular LED headlamps. I kind of scratch my head over why they decided to do that. And then there's the first edition, which is about $75,000, which is kind of the all-in heated and ventilated power adjustable leather seat interior, 14-speaker JBL premium audio system, a head-up display. In a lot of ways, a completely different kind of feel to it. Interesting that they've gone this way. It is a tall truck-based SUV, so it's not surprising that it has some body roll as you corner, but still it has pretty good grip. It's one of the better handling models in the class. I mean, these kind of vehicles aren't known for their on-road handling, but this handles quite well and feels comfortable. Powertrain, interesting. It is an iForce Max hybrid powertrain. 326 horsepower, 465 pound-feet of torque. That's a lot of romp and stomp and torque there. You have a 2.4-liter turbocharged engine and then an electric motor. And it's a full-time four-wheel drive system, and it has center and rear locking differentials. there is the option on some of the vehicles for the front stabilizer bar disconnect, which is interesting as well, kind of Jeep-esque. What do you think about equipment levels and trims and those kind of things, Chris?
Yeah, we just got in talking about how they went back to their off-road roots and you can still buy, you know, an ultra-expensive, luxurious model. I think the 1958, if they keep it in the lineup for a while, is kind of the sweet spot, right? Because you pay the least amount for it, but you still get the off-road capabilities. And I like the styling of the round headlights better than the rectangles. But I think they've done a good job. You know, you still get 6,000 pounds of towing out of it. So, you know, decent capability.
Right. I'm right with you. And I think the 1958, which is the vehicle we tested, is the way to go. I mean, certainly $56,000 is not an inconsiderable amount, but it does have some cool looking stuff. And I really like the round headlights versus the square headlights. I don't mind the fabric seats. I like the fact they're heated. You don't often get heated fabric seats. So that's kind of cool. And it has a lot of amenities. It has safety equipment, blind spot monitor. I think the touchscreen, 8-inch touchscreen is big enough. Wireless Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. So this is a vehicle I like a lot. A little taken aback by the $56,000, but I think it's more than worth it.
Yeah, if you consider the outgoing model was like $80,000 plus, probably a bargain.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess maybe that's the rationale for this vehicle priced the way it is. So some good stuff that we're talking about here. The Camry, I think an excellent value. Just a fun to drive vehicle, and I think particularly fun to drive around town with that sprightly torque you get almost instantaneously. And similarly, you get that in the Land Cruiser. I didn't do a ton of off-roading in it, but on the launch I did. And, you know, this is a super capable off-road vehicle as well, which I didn't test most recently, but something that should be also revealed. So I think two winners here.
I agree.
Well, when we come back, we will be talking about another vehicle that I think a lot of people are going to be excited about. Luis Perez is the Ford Expedition Marketing Manager, and he is going to be talking to us about the 2025 Expedition. I got a very early look at that recently in Detroit, so we'll be talking about that when we come back. Stay with us, and we'll be right back right here on America on the Road. Welcome back to America on the Road with Chris Teague. This is Jack Nerad back.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive 5-day, 4-night vacation for 2 adults and 2 children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for 4 for only $699.
Going, going, gone with CancunEscapes.com/radio.
IBM and United Nations Development Program, UNDP, today launched 2 new interactive models on energy access and energy equity within UNDP's Global GeoHub platform. These innovative solutions are available to the general public and enable users to analyze complex energy issues through advanced AI technology and access a wide range of resources, helping support data-driven decision-making toward a just energy transition. Justina Nixon-Santil, Vice President and Chief Impact Officer at IBM.
We've brought together UNDP's knowledge and global leadership in sustainable development and IBM's breakthrough innovations in AI and hybrid cloud. Our aim is to empower leaders, organizations, and community members alike with insights to make impactful energy decisions around the world by making innovative models freely accessible to the public.
UNDP and IBM worked together over 2 years through the IBM Sustainability Accelerator using technologies such as IBM Watson X, IBM Cloud, and IBM Environmental Intelligence. Sponsored by IBM.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, I need a printer for the office.
Staples has the best brands, like HP.
Well, I have some demands.
Oh.
Burton Sales demands it be fast.
HP's Office Jet Pro is super fast.
Megan Marketing demands color prints.
Check.
And Kurt the Controller demands I don't overpay.
With Staples hot deals, you get up to 40% off select HP printers.
Oh, great. My job can be...
demanding?
I was going to say a lot of fun.
Right now at Staples, save up to 40% on select HP printers, America's most trusted printer brand. Ends 9/28.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, everybody, to America on the Road. Jack Nierad back with you, and we're lucky enough to be in Detroit, Michigan, talking about the all-new 2025. This is a 2025 model, is it not? 2025 Ford Expedition. Very exciting vehicle. A lot of interesting features, and I have the brand manager, Luis Perez, is with me. You kind of live this product, right? I mean, you don't just talk about this product. You don't think about this project. You kind of live it. Tell us all about the 2025 Expedition. Walk us through it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for the opportunity. And I do absolutely live this product every day. You know, we have three kiddos at home, and we absolutely, you know, I'm in the mindset of the customer at all
right,
times.
Right, right.
The new 2025 Expedition, what I really want to say about it is that we want to use the brand and the vehicle to inspire the customer to live the life that they really aspire to live. And so what we've really focused our product innovation on is on taking the ways in which they already interact with the vehicle and making those even better.
Right. I mean, this is a family vehicle, right? I mean,
absolutely.
We talk a lot about family vehicles, but this is the quintessential family vehicle, right? And so what you're talking about is family interaction throughout.
100%. What we find is not only are our customers parents for the most part, but in particular, you know, maybe their kids are older now. They don't have a lot of time left with the kids in the home. They see that the time is fleeting, and they really want to make the most of that time.
Right. Describing my life, Louis.
You know, because a lot of these customers are also very successful professionally, and they're at a place now where they want to stop working the 60-hour work weeks. They want to stop sacrificing family time, and instead, they want to get out there. They want to be at the soccer game. They want to be at the school play or the dance recital or take their family camping like we are here now.
Right.
And so that's really where we emphasized our innovations is on how can we, number one, nudge the families to get out there more, but number two, make their everyday moments better so they can help bring that family closer together and create memories to last a lifetime.
And you do that a lot of ways. There's a lot of specific things about this vehicle that are new, that are innovative, and kind of stress the family experience. Talk about some of those.
Absolutely. So one of the experiences I'm most excited about is one we're calling our Linger Longer experience. And what that allows us to do is we deploy our all-new Ford split gate, so it has an upper gate and a lower gate. And so you can use your lower gate, much like pickup customers do, to just linger on the lower gate there. And we have an available cargo tailgate manager that you can deploy as a backrest so that you can hang out there comfortably throughout the game while you're watching the soccer game. Yeah. Or it also deploys into a table from which you can host, you know,
host a two-level buffet on the back of your
Absolutely.
New Expedition. It's pretty cool
Absolutely.
Situation. And you know, just a very logical, simple kind of functionality, but new and innovative.
And to add to that, we have 360-degree zone lighting around the vehicle so that as the party or the family gathering progresses, even after the sun goes down, it doesn't mean the party has to end. And so in combination, all of these features deliver on that linger longer experience.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something we learned from research is that families, number one, they were already sort of spending this time together, so we sought to sort of amplify that, enhance it. And another part that really matters to this customer is to be able to host others, not just their mm-hmm. family, but their close friends or the soccer team or something.
Right.
They like
the carpool.
They like exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Friends are always welcome, right? We could fit up to eight people. They like being that host that everyone comes to at the end of the day.
Yeah. Right, right. And so the seating is very flexible, and you kind of change the seating around a little bit in this vehicle to accommodate that. Talk about that.
Absolutely. So that's part of our One Car Wonder experience, where we really sought to enhance the versatility and the flexibility of the vehicle to give customers as much choice or flexibility in how they're loading, unloading the vehicle, or putting their passengers in there. So we do have new third row flexible seating that allows you to put that middle seat down by itself. And when you also put down the middle seat in the second row, now you have a long center aisle where you can put your long adventure gears such as skis or fishing rods, and you could still comfortably fit up to six passengers.
Yeah, or you're at Home Depot and you want to throw some 2x4s in there, you've got a
2x4s nice is another great use case for that feature. Yeah, absolutely.
In previous editions of the Expedition, we've seen in-car entertainment, but it's changed, hasn't it? And changed pretty significantly to where a dedicated system maybe doesn't make as much sense as using our own devices. Talk about that a little bit, because you accommodate that.
Absolutely. Yeah, we have noticed that by and large, particularly families with kids, they already have their own content. They already have their own devices. And so the new Expedition accommodates that. We have a new digital device holder built into the headrest of first row seats. And so you can bring your smartphone, your Nintendo Switch, your iPads, tablets, and you can seamlessly plug it in. We have connectivity in the vehicle that'll keep you connected. And there's charging ports everywhere. So, you never have to worry about your devices running out of battery while you're out there. And that way, for your second row passengers, it allows them to stay connected to all their favorite content. We will have traditional rear seat entertainment available for passengers mm-hmm. who choose that. But if you don't choose that, you'll get the digital device holder.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like this is a whole new infotainment system that you're debuting here. Am I right? And tell us about that.
Absolutely. So in the cockpit, the feature there that you're going to see, the star of the show, is the new 4 digital experience. And the 4 digital experience, it represents an evolution of our Sync infotainment system. And now what it brings to you is the native Google ecosystem to include the Google Play Store, Google Maps, Google Assistant. And so you can download your favorite apps. If you have the connectivity package, you don't even need your phone to power it. And that way you can bring all your favorite content. You can even hook up a video game controller to game in the vehicle. And all these things.
When the vehicle is parked.
Yes. Yes. Good call. And, because you have that Google Assistant, it has a lot of built-in voice control, so you can now use your voice to change the temperature, for example, inside the vehicle. Mm-hmm. So a lot of great innovations, just trying to, bring that technology forward.
And at the same time, you're sticking with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, or that's available in the vehicle as
yes.
well.
Yes, so we do keep Android Auto and Apple CarPlay available for customers who want to use that.
Let's talk about that big instrument and, I guess, partially infotainment, but largely instrument display that's up front. Very innovative. Tell us where it's located and all about it.
Absolutely. So for our driver, we have a new 24-inch panoramic display. It'll be the largest in the segment when we launch. And what it does is, as you said, it brings all the driver's tools up to the horizon. It's right up at eye level. And what that allows us to do is to help keep the driver's eyes up and out on the road and not looking down at a map somewhere else. And we've also reduce the height of the steering wheel as well.
Yeah, it looks like the steering wheel is almost square-shaped in a little way.
It is.
Kind of squared off a little bit.
So by bringing it down, it gives you better visibility of the instrument panel.
And you're looking at this over the steering wheel rather
over
than
the steering
through
wheel,
it.
Right, yeah. As opposed to through it. And so that eliminates the need for a heads-up display because all of your data is already there. And then similarly on the bottom of the steering wheel, we've shortened that to give you better leg room as well. Mm-hmm. So overall, we're really excited that this is going to be not only more useful and very customizable, depending on what you prefer to see up on the screen, uh-huh. but it's also going to be safer because it keeps your eyes forward and on the road.
Right. Absolutely true. storage, very important to families, right? Pretty innovative storage solutions in this vehicle, too. Tell us about that.
You know, the Expedition fundamentally has always been about no compromise. You know, I want to bring all my people, and I want to bring all my stuff.
All my stuff.
You don't have to make any trade-offs. And the Expedition allows for that. We definitely have, you know, plenty of cargo room in the rear, but you can also put down the second and third rows to give you as much cargo space as you need. And the Expedition Max offers even more cargo space, you know, almost 12 more inches of storage space, depending on, you know, how much space you need for your cargo, and still fit all of your passengers as well.
Right. And then you have that movable console that's interesting, where you have essentially lockable storage, invisible to the naked eye.
Absolutely.
Walk us through that.
So it's a new feature for the 25 Expedition. It's our flex-powered console. And what it does is it'll slide to the rear about 200 millimeters, and it reveals a perfect place between the driver and the first row passenger to, you know, store whatever might be in your pockets, put a handbag or a purse there, you know, maybe your leftovers after you go out to eat or something.
Right, right. But remember those. You don't want to find those 4 days later.
No, right? No, you don't. You want to make sure you take those out.
Yeah.
But also, as you said, because it's powered and it's tied to the vehicle being on, you can slide the console forward, and when you turn the vehicle off, then it's fixed. And so it's a great way to also, you know, safely store some of your valuables.
Yeah. Well, Luis, you're a family guy. You've got three kids. I have three kids, too. What are some of the features you think your kids would most like about this vehicle, or that you've even talked with them about?
I have talked with them about it, actually. And hands down, I think the digital device holder is the thing that's going to be most exciting for them. You know, we all, as I said, we're already in an Expedition. We already take these long family road trips, and the kids already bring their content with them.
Sure.
But today we have to sort of finagle a solution to allow them to use those devices. So what's great about the new Expedition is that solution's already built in. It's ready to go to include the power ports. And they're very excited about that.
Yeah, sure. I mean, having that power in appropriate places makes a lot of sense, doesn't it?
And then, you know, maybe to a lesser extent, that long center aisle is nice because it gives everyone their own room during the road trip. You know, you don't have the kids right up next to each other. And then I think the split gate is actually going to be really exciting for the passengers as well, you know, for the kids in particular, because it just gives a place to hang out. And, you know, I've noticed at a campsite or something, you know, for whatever reason, the kids, they like to hang out, you know, on the tailgate of
the
car.
On the tailgate, sure. Yeah, makes sense. And that lighting, of course, you can extend the time you're with the family into the evening.
You know, they never want to go to bed.
Luis, when will we see the 2025 Expedition in showrooms?
Yeah, so we're hoping to have the new Expedition early next year. First half of 2025.
Yeah. Look forward to it. Look forward to driving it. That I'm sure that will come at some point along the way here as well.
Absolutely.
And, thanks so much for being with us and sharing so much about the 2025 Ford Expedition. Really interesting stuff.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. I appreciate it.
And stay with us, everybody. We'll be right back right here on America on the Road.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924
Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to America on the Road with Christy. This is Jackie Redding back with you, and this is our final segment this week, and it is our listener question segment. We love to take your listener questions. If you want to reach us with a listener question, hit us up at editor@drivingtoday.com. That's editor@drivingtoday.com. And I think we have a very good listener question for you, Chris. This is from Stanislaus. He's in Mount Carmel, Illinois. This is what he says. I'm looking for a plug-in hybrid SUV. We talked about those earlier in the show. But I don't know which ones to concentrate on. Do you guys have a favorite plug-in hybrid? It would be great to have three rows of seats, but that's not a deal breaker. So the world is our oyster here, Chris. What do you think?
Three rows of seats, huh? Okay. So if we're looking at three rows of seats, I think I would probably gravitate toward the Mazda CX-90 with the plug-in hybrid powertrain. I think that it's an excellent vehicle. It's very comfortable. It's luxurious inside. The third row is not the most spacious in the world, so that would be something to keep in mind. I think if you wanted to go a little smaller, you have even more choices, right? So you can get the Toyota RAV4 Prime, which is one of my favorite plug-in hybrids ever. And then on the luxury side, if you're looking at three rows, the Volvo XC90 T8, I think it is now, Recharge, whatever they changed that, the right letter to there.
Yeah, I might look at the Mitsubishi Outlander PHEV as well. I mean, that's a compact SUV that has three rows, but it does give you the option of a couple of seats back there, and it is a seven-passenger vehicle. So it's not one that comes immediately to mind to a lot of people, but I think it starts at about $40,000 and a pretty darn good plug-in hybrid. So I think that's something to look at. Well, that wraps up our show for this week. Before we go, I'd like to mention my newest book, Dance in the Dark. It is, of course, a crime thriller inspired by true crime, and it's available at Amazon in both ebook and paperback form. If you like our show, please pass it along to folks. Listen on this radio station each week and let your friends know where and when you listen to America on the Road. We would appreciate that. We're available in podcast form as well, right, Chris?
That's absolutely right, Jack. A quick Google search for America on the Road podcast will bring us to you on all the major platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and all the rest. Like us, download us, leave us a review. All those things help us out, and you can take us with you wherever you go.
Right, and look for America on the Road on YouTube and Rumble. We are there these days. So subscribe to us there. That would help us out a lot. And our thanks to our Sports Byline Network stations for carrying America on the road. Most of all, thanks to you for listening to America on the Road. We do appreciate it. And join us again next time for another edition of America on the Road.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.